For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with Aaron Silva, Youth Services Librarian for the Kelowna Public Library, regarding their summer reading program.
You mentioned that there are logs for the kids, so they're keeping track of how much they're reading through the summer.
Yes, and this year I did not set a target goal for anybody. I am letting kids decide how much they want to read every day. As long as they read something every day and then they record their minutes, they can come in each week and get a prize. They're not big prizes, but they are just little small incentives to keep them going. And a big part of the summer reading program is the reading part. And this is a time for kids and teens to read whatever they want. A lot of times in school, they have to read certain texts or they have to read at a certain level. And I don't want them to feel the pressure of that. So I just encourage them to read whatever they want. And they could listen to audiobooks. They can read comic books. They can read graphic novels. They can read newspapers or magazines, cereal boxes. I don't care, as long as they're reading something.
Does that allow some of the younger kids to read books that might be above their grade level?
Absolutely, they can do that. And, you know, sometimes even when you're older and you want to revisit a book, maybe you're in high school and there was a book that you read when you were in sixth grade that you just really loved and you want to reread that, that's great. And that also counts for little kids who can't read yet. If they are listening to somebody read to them, that counts as well.
Given that it's summer vacation, does it ever surprise you how much the kids end up reading?
It does. It really does, because they will come in and they will check out stacks of books, and then a week later they'll return them and they'll bring them back. Or some kids, they just want to keep reading the same book over and over again, which I think is great because there's something that they get out of it each time. So yeah, I'm always very excited to see the amount and different types of books that they get to check out.
Well, how would someone go about signing up for this if they want their kid to be involved?
Well, they can come into the library anytime we're open. We have a registration form that they fill out, and then we give them their reading log. You can also sign up online at the Kelowna Public Library website. We don't have the packets to print off online, so you'll still have to come in and get those. But otherwise, you can just stop by or do it online.
When should they make an effort to have that in by?
By June 6th. That just helps give me an idea of who all will be participating over the summer. However, if you come in after that, chances are I won't say no. If you still want to sign up, that's fine.
Well, they probably want to because the kickoff party is the 8th?
Yes.
And what do you guys have planned for that?
We're going to watch The Incredibles just have people dressed in costume. I have some cutouts to do a photo booth if anybody wants to do that, have their picture taken in their costume. So I hope it'll be a lot of fun. The teen programs, I should mention, all of the programs are at the library, except for our teen programs. This year we partnered with Elements in Kelowna, which is an after-school place where the middle school kids and older can hang out. So every Monday from 2 to 3, I will actually be at Elements doing programs with the middle schoolers and the teens.
What do you have planned for them?
Well, we will be doing some similar things to the kids program. We're going to make some toys to donate to the animal shelter. We are going to play some Minute to Win It games. We're going to do some Shrinky Dink art, and we're also going to do a ninja obstacle course. I think that will be a lot of fun. And then they'll have their own celebration party on July 27th.
What's the phone number for the library if someone wants to give you a call?
656-3501.
Great. And Aaron, you're the youth librarian there?
I am.
Things I would imagine pick up during the summer for you.
Yes, they do.
Well, I won't take up any much more of your time. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
That was my conversation with the Kelowna Library's Youth Services Librarian Aaron Silva for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.